The Power FM Brekkie Show.
If you're a person who absolutely loves sleeping, cannot get enough of it, which I think is most of us.
Yeah.
But you're one of those people in particular that just sleeps and sleeps and sleeps for hours on end.
Yeah.
I've got some bad news for you. Chances are you're having nightmares too.
They've done some research on what causes nightmares, and one of the top causes is if you're getting more than 9 hours sleep a night.
Yeah.
They're finding you're having more nightmares than normal people.
I feel like this is a problem that we will never have, Chris.
Oh, not working breakfast radio.
No. Like, I mean, I know I'm getting about 5.5 hours sleep a night. I'm not having any nightmares.
Nah. I'm lucky to get maybe 8. 8's a good night for me. 7.5 I can live with. 7 I'm starting to get a little bit cranky. Do you reckon it's because they're just spending more time sleeping? So it's a numbers game. The more time
your brain's
sleeping,
out of all the good stuff and it goes, all right, let's channel some of that negative
let's
stuff.
Let's conjure
that's
up
been
some
going.
Creepy crap.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's the case.
See, there's other the same study also found other things cause nightmares as well. So more than 9 hours of sleep, that was a big one. But also if you're anxious or stressed about something coming up.
Oh, yep.
That apparently is a big cause of nightmares.
Often if you have, like, I think it's diet soft drinks. They
really?
Say that one of the chemicals in that can cause you to have nightmares.
Diet soft drinks.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not getting 9 hours of sleep a night, but I still get quite a few nightmares.
Have
like dreams that are just messed up.
Have you got something that's weighing on your mind
at
the moment?
See if you can decode. This dream is from last night,
yes,
Jules.
Please. Tell me your dream on air, because I love it when people tell you their dreams and they're just nonsense.
No. This one, actually, a lot of my dreams are nonsense. This one is actually coherent and makes sense.
Okay.
And it's easy to explain, which is so rare for dreams.
Here we go.
This is what happened. I was a soldier in Cersei's army on Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay. Not even playing for the good side.
I know. That's the baffling part. As if I'm not dreaming of being, you know, one of the Unsullied or something. But in this dream, Jules...
Of all the characters, you'd want to be
the Unsullied. I like... Jules, I appreciate their focus. They're very on the task at hand.
Very driven.
Their mind's not wandering to other things because they've had that removed.
Go on. So you're part of Cersei's army.
I'm part of Cersei's army. And we're getting attacked by Khaleesi's dragons. And I've got, like... I don't want to give anything away about what's actually going on in the show if anyone's not up to date. But I've got a big... crossbow-looking thing, which I'm using to fire at Khaleesi's dragons, but it was terrifying.
So is this a pressing issue for you on your mind about possibly something that's going to come up on the show?
I just must be stressed
about... If that's where nightmares are driven from, that's the biggest thing that's worrying you right now is what's going to happen to Khaleesi's dragons.
I'm actually getting a little bit worked up about that. I don't want anything to happen to him, Jules.
You're like getting restless night's sleep over a bloody TV show.
But why am I the one... Why am I dreaming that I'm the one killing them? That doesn't make sense.
I can't decode that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe you should put a dream catcher in your room and that'll fix you.
That'll fix me.
Yeah.
I reckon I need more than a dream catcher to fix me. Anyway, if you're having a lot of nightmares, could be one of those reasons.
Yep. And lay off the 9 hours sleep. The Power FM Brekkie Show.